But it's now time to welcome in the chief, David Alcaro, to RSN Central to talk about our American sports, or their American sports, and hopefully help us back a winner in the American sports. And he joins us now. Good afternoon or good evening to you, the chief. Welcome to RSN Central.
Oh, thank you very much, Gareth. Happy to be on.
First of all, the NBA is back. Can't wait for it. The Clippers take on the Lakers. That game starts in about 2 hours' time. Who are you tipping? Can LeBron start his, well, another NBA season with a win?
I think so. I think they're actually taking a lot of money. They are now favored by 3.5 points of the money line. Oh, boy, it's tough for me to convert it. It would be $2.45 on the Clippers, so somewhere there for the favorite Lakers, but they're more healthy. Paul George not ready for the Clippers yet. I think that the Lakers are the healthier side. I think they're just slightly more motivated right now, and I think the Lakers get it done. I think they win by more than the 3.5.
Okay, but overall, I know it's only the opening game of the season. Are you with the Clippers to be in front of the Lakers as we head towards the playoffs?
Yes, I actually do like the Clippers more long-term because of health issues. And I think Paul George will get healthy, and I think he will be healthy for the stretch of the year. I think Kawhi Leonard has a better chance of staying healthy than Anthony Davis, who has a very long history of being hurt when he was with the New Orleans Pelicans. Now he's with the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't think he's going to be any healthier. I think there's going to be long stretches where he's out. And LeBron James had his first injury plagued season, and I think at his age, you start to deteriorate, and I could see him also having injury concerns. So I do like the Clippers more long term because they have a lot more talented youth surrounding those stars. So, but for tonight, I think the Lakers, it's interesting because it's technically a Clippers home game. So it'll be very interesting to see the crowd and how the battle for LA begins.
Now, no Zion Williamson, the number one draft pick. Everybody's talking about him. He's hurt his knee, will miss the next 6 weeks, so he won't take his place against New Orleans. Toronto, the defending champions, of course, with no Kawhi Leonard, who, of course, is playing for the Clippers, but they're still the $1.34 favourites over New Orleans. Do you expect Toronto to win?
Yeah, I would. I mean, $1.34 is tough. It's not a huge return on your money. But at home, you know, they're going to be raising banners. They're going to be really into it. They really have a great, great young player in Pascal Siakam, who they extended to a contract. I think he's going to carry them. The Pelicans are still a really young team. And without Zion Williamson, it's just 6 to 8 weeks with Zion Williamson. And I think he could be even longer. They got to be very, very cautious with him. So I think the Raptors get the win. Now, they're favored by 7 points if you're looking at the handicap. Yep. That's a little tricky. But, yeah, $1.34, maybe you put it with something else. But you figure they'll win at home.
Yeah, we'll find a little bit of value there. And just before we let you go, the World Series starts today. Washington takes on Houston. Who's winning game one and who wins the series, the Chief?
I like some of the value on Washington to win the series. Tonight's going to be tough. They're going up. It's a great pitching matchup. Probably the two best pitchers in the game right now, and Max Scherzer and Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole is $1.50. He's really favored tonight at home against the Washington Nationals. So Houston Astros favored. But I like the Nationals for the series, getting a little over 2-1. They have a lot of magic going, and I kind of like the value there. Tonight, it's tough to go against Gerrit Cole. Maybe you can get some value, maybe, you know, $2.80 to $2.75 on Washington might be a nice little play.
So you're with Washington to win tonight at $2.70 and to win the series.
A little bit tonight, too. You got to go, one way or the other. There's no reason to try to pick the game and pick the series differently. So,
all right, mate.
I think the Nationals had a lot of rest, but I think they've got a lot of magic.
Thanks for that, the Chief. We'll catch up with you throughout the NBA season, especially, and also later on in this World Series, of course, in the baseball, and the NFL's just starting to heat up as well. Love your work, Chief. We'll catch up with you again shortly.
Thank you, Gareth.